Today on More to Life, burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down or betrayed by a loved one? We'll help you find healing. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about, let down or betrayed by a loved one or someone in your life? We want to help you find healing for your heart and figure out what to do about the relationship moving forward. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
This is something that almost every person on the planet has gone through or will go through. I mean,
in one way or another,
we all live in a state of sin somehow, and we hurt each other. We hurt each other very, very badly. And when we think that a person in our life is somebody that we can trust, that we have an agreement, even an unspoken agreement, that we've got each other's backs, that we're working for each other's good, that we care about each other, that we're each other's people, and that person lets us down or actively betrays us in some way, it cuts deep. It makes us feel shattered in a lot of ways, because not only are we hurt by them and don't know if we can trust them, but then we begin to doubt ourselves. You know, how was I ever, sucked in by this person? Why didn't I see it? Why did I give so much of myself to somebody who would hurt me in this way? Healing the pain of that kind of betrayal or hurt is so important, because it can help us sometimes heal the relationship, but heal ourselves and grow in a way that makes us happier, that makes us a lot more emotionally and spiritually healthy, because when we're healing this, we really do need to lean into God, and allow us to actually trust ourselves more, because we know what it's going to take. But those things of what it's going to take are different for every situation and important to know about, because I think a lot of us kind of come from sort of this parenting mindset. You know, somebody does something to hurt you or betray you, you kind of put them in an emotional timeout or give them some emotional punishment. You wait for them to jump through particular hoops, and eventually you just kind of go on with the relationship, rather than how do I set healthy boundaries? How do I allow this person to prove that I can trust them again? How do I know that I can trust myself? The actual actions that we take after hurt and betrayal really matter. But I can tell you personally, I have gone through this in my life with my family of origin, with a very dear friend that I had that I really trusted with all my heart, who ended up really betraying me in a bad way. And in each case, how I healed and how those relationships changed was different. But it was always filled with God's grace, filled with healing, and took me the next step down the road to where God wanted me to go, because I brought it to Him and I worked through it. And you can too, with God's grace and help and skills that you can start getting right here on More to Life today. Give us a call at 877 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And sure, has someone offended you, hurt you, or broken your trust recently? You know, whether it's a big thing or a small thing, these things can be hard to get past. And as Lisa was just sharing, you know, from her own experience, you know, the responses to those different situations, depending on the circumstances and the person, are going to differ. You know, so let's talk it out. Has someone you care about let you down? You know, what does it take to heal your hurting heart? And how does God want you to handle the relationship moving forward? Should you set boundaries? Should you reconcile? Should you end that relationship? Let's help you discern those next steps. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
And of course, these can be very personal wounds, you know, in a personal relationship. Or it can be those things that, you know, maybe they're not directed at you, but they're breaking your heart. You know, that child that's left the church or is living in a way that you don't feel is in right order, and it's breaking your heart, and it feels like it stings, and maybe it is sort of directed at you. That person who maybe had a different opinion in a recent election, and you feel like they've turned the world in a way that, you know, isn't in alignment with what you think should be going on, and you feel like, can I really trust this person? I thought we had a lot in common. Now I see we don't see eye to eye, and we're taking it very personally. It can be things that are going on around you or something that's directed right at you. But either way, it hurts. And if you're not sure what to do about that relationship and how to heal, we are here for you today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're not quite sure what that is or, you know, how it could possibly help you heal from being burned by someone, well, you come to the right place. You know, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discern God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design in creation.
The Theology of the Body reminds us that we were created for communion. But lies, even little lies, undermine the trust that's necessary for building a community of love. In a sense, betrayals break the bones that hold the body of Christ together. We need to take the process of healing those breaks seriously. If we don't, we can end up in a relationship that's full of hairline fractures that the enemy can use to create resentment and division over time. Healing broken trust requires three basic steps. First, the person who committed the offense has to be willing to listen to what you need them to do to heal the wound that they have caused. Asking them to listen to your needs and to do the work necessary to meet them isn't refusing to forgive them. It's what authentic forgiveness and healing requires.
Second, you know, assuming that the offender is actually sincere in their efforts to heal the wound, the person who was hurt needs to be open to working with them. You know, as tempting as it might be, we, if we're the offended person, can't just say, well, it's your job, you fix it, and walk away. It's tempting, right? But reconciliation requires everybody to be committed to that process of healing. And then third, you know, both people really need to recognize that there are no shortcuts to healing a broken bone. You know, asking for and receiving forgiveness is really just the first step on the road back from betrayal. The actual healing of the break is going to take an ongoing conscious effort, persistence, patience, honesty, and both the offended person and the offender need to have a realistic understanding of that process of reconciliation and resist the temptation to either make it harder than it needs to be or pretend that it's easier than it actually is. And that's hard to find that balance sometimes because we want to stop hurting, so we just want to move past it and pretend it didn't happen. and not deal with the repercussions. But when we do that, as Lisa was pointing out, we do leave ourselves open for those wounds to be exploited by the enemy, causing problems down the road. So let's talk about how to find healing of your own hurting heart and see what to do with the relationship if someone has burned you, let you down, broken your trust, or offended you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those people who have offended us, hurt us, broken our trust, and let us down in big or small ways. We ask you, Lord, to help us to know how to respond to those situations and to those people so that we can resist the temptation to either lash out or to just gloss over it and pretend that it hasn't happened. Help us to know how to respond in the best way that will facilitate healing of our own hurting hearts and also, ideally, of the relationship. Help us to know how best to move forward so that we can build your kingdom by cooperating with your grace to make our relationships everything you want them to be. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down or betrayed by a loved one or someone close to you? We want to help you find ways to heal your hurting heart and also to discern what to do about the relationship moving forward. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk to our first caller of the day who's listening to EWTN Radio in Virginia.
Listener in Virginia, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm not sure. Am I talking to you?
You are.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm driving and I didn't even know I was going to be a part of this. I just had a question. Anyway, I'm going to get out of my car so that we're not... So it might be a little bit of a skip, but let me start with my husband passed away in August. Both of our mothers passed away last winter, and I have four children. They're all adults. He had stage 4 cancer. Just a second, I'm going to turn off the car, so it's going to skip for a second. But give me a minute.
Okay.
Anyway, so one of my children was living with us to help take care of my husband. Long story short.
And how old is she?
28. She has she spent some time overseas, actually in China, and she came home because he was ill. And I have been blamed for pretty much, it was my fault he was getting chemo. It was my fault. I mean, everything is my fault. And honestly, I have another daughter who lived with her for a while, and she can't live with her. And she would tell me these things. And I honestly, I told my son about how she was treating me one day. And he said, Mom, he said, you sound like you're really paranoid. I said, I understand that. But, if I didn't hear it from your other sister, then I wouldn't, I would think that too. But this is, real. So this is obviously her go-to, I guess, for dealing with life.
I'm sorry, what is her go-to for dealing with life? You lashing out at you mean, or what specifically?
Lashing out, name-calling, blaming everything on the person. But what about me? If I express, if she says she's feeling upset, unless it's the actual grieving of my husband, and for a while that wasn't even okay, that's the only thing that I'm allowed to do that as far as feelings goes with her. And it's just overwhelming. And I'm seeing a counselor. I'm trying to find her counselor. And my question was, she is not in a state. She knows she needs help. She's not in a state where she can get that, actively try to find that help. I'm trying to find it for her. She doesn't have insurance. I'm trying to find her a counselor where she can get the help she needs, because quite honestly, our family is already falling apart And this has just not been any easier.
So how can we help you today? There are lots of different ways we can go with this, but what specifically would you like some help with?
I mean, like I said, I'm seeing a counselor. I'm trying to find her a counselor. I'm trying to find her the help that she needs. And I don't know. I mean, I know, like, the people pleasing.
But you're saying, you're saying that she's not really open to that help right now? Is that the issue?
No, she's open to it. She's not. I think she's so depressed that she cannot. Mm-hmm. She had a mental break when my husband passed. She didn't sleep for days and was just a mess. Anyway, long story short, she knows she needs help. She wants help, but she cannot go find the help. And that's what I'm trying to help her do, because I know that I can't fix this whole situation. Right. And quite honestly, I'm getting ready to switch to try to find another counselor for myself, because mine just basically listens to me, doesn't give me any instruction on how to deal with her.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of guessing and doing my best. All and right, I'm praying a lot. I'm going to adoration. I'm going to daily mass as much as I can. Good. And I give them to God, all of them, every day.
Okay. I need to hop on because we have to go to break in a couple of minutes, so I just want to give you some things to work with. So, you know, in terms of your daughter, I'm first of all, again, we said we were sorry, but I'm so sorry for your loss. It's so painful. And when that kind of loss is accompanied by the kind of family conflict that your daughter is creating, it's just exceptionally painful. And I'm so sorry that you guys are going through this. You know, with regard to your daughter, and I'm sure you recognize this, but it's easier to be angry than it is to be in pain. It's easier to be angry than it is to be sad. And so, you know, in your conversations with her, I want you to keep that in mind, not to excuse the behavior, but to actually challenge her a little bit with it. You know, to be willing to say, listen, honey, I know that you're hurting, but you need to understand it's easier to be angry than it is to be sad, and it is to face the things you're hurting with. And so I love you, and I want to be here for you. But I can only do that if you can be kind and loving and respectful, so that we can get through this together. You know, I'm not your enemy, and I need you to stop treating me like I am. It's okay to challenge her gently on that. You know, so in terms of finding a counselor, you know, if you're looking for someone local, you might want to look at the Catholic Psychotherapy Association for local referrals. If you're interested in finding faithful ways to respond to this, CatholicCounselors.com is our practice, and we do a lot of work with this kind of thing. We would be able to work with you individually, you and your daughter individually, or be able to work with you together as well. It's all telecounseling, telepastoral counseling. So if that's something you're interested in, you can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. But the biggest thing here is remembering that it's easier to be sad, or excuse me, easier to be angry than it is to be sad. And the other piece that I'll put out for you, as well as your daughter, you didn't ask about this, but I think it would be useful, about grief. You know, people think that grief is the process of letting go, that I somehow have to move on and pretend that person isn't important to me anymore, or don't think about it, or it's not that at all. When people, and I don't like this term so much, but when people have quote-unquote successfully grieved, what it really means is that they've found healthy ways to stay connected to the person they've lost, and that can be tangible things like having certain mementos that you hold on to. It could be personal, like qualities, you know, that you have gotten from them. It can be lessons that you learned from them. It's finding ways to stay connected meaningfully to the person that you've lost. And so as you're moving forward to kind of work through your own grief, but also to help your children in general, your daughter in particular, process their grief of the loss of your husband, their dad, try to keep that in mind. You know, how can we find healthy ways to stay connected to this man that we loved so much, so that we can begin to resolve that grief instead of just being stuck in it? I want to thank you so much for the call. If there is more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how we can support you in faithful ways through the grief and your daughter through the pain that she's in. With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show today titled Burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about, let down or betrayed by a loved one or someone who's close to you? We want to help you find healing for your hurting heart and discern the next steps for this relationship. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11, who'll be sharing some insights on getting past that betrayal. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
The most amazing saints from modern times, John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, and Maria Faustina with the Divine Mercy. This is Steve Ray. We invite you to join us on a pilgrimage to Poland and experience this incredible Catholic country, the land of saints, Catholic culture, gorgeous churches and shrines, and delicious food. Join us next April as we again visit Poland, one of our favorite pilgrimage destinations.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down or betrayed by a loved one or someone close to you? Let's talk it out. Find ways to find healing for your hurting heart and discern what to do about the relationship moving forward. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
So, Rachel, you know, you were sharing with us over the break that you know, sometimes you can get really blindsided by, you know, the people around you letting you down or betraying you in some way. You know, how do you get your feet back underneath you?
It's hard, isn't it, when your kids break curfew. A family rule is totally ignored. Your spouse does something unexpected. It's hard, but we've all been there because we are all, as the church says, we're a church of sinners. I think what we need to do is we need to make a quick assessment. Is this an ongoing pattern of betrayal and hurt? Then you need counseling. You need serious help. But for many of us, it's a one-off. All of a sudden, a child disappoints us or our spouse does something that really took our breath away. What we need to know is we can forgive that and move on, but we need to repair the trust that was broken. And that can only happen with a conversation about how did this happen? What communication failed? What message did I send that we were on totally different pages about this? And this situation occurred. When we do that, we can look back at what happened, the mistakes that were made, and do that prayer before God and with each other, going, Lord, I'm hurt by this, I'm angry, but I want to forgive and I want to move forward because my future's with these people I love, but I want the future to look a little brighter.
You know, I love that prayer because so many of us think that until we, of our own steel and metal, have made ourselves forgive this person, we can't talk to God about it. Because somehow we're lacking because we don't feel a sense of forgiveness. But to be able to say, Lord, I want to forgive. I want to be in line with your grace. I want to know what you want me to do so I can have a future with this person in a healthy way. I'm not there yet. I'm not capable of it all by myself. I need you to lead me, guide me, and tell me what to do. That's a profoundly shifting prayer.
Because our hurt is real. We are angry at our spouse or our child or a sibling. And we can give God back that hurt because he was hurt as well. He was betrayed. I mean, we can just look at Judas Iscariot and know that Christ knows how we feel. But we want a future with these people, like you said, Lisa, back in line with God's will. So talk about what happened. What phone call was missed? What message did I send? And it's a matter of getting back on the same page. You know, turn the page in your family's book and the book that you have with your spouse that you've been writing for as long as you've been married and start on a new page and saying, let's go forward now. We love each other and the trust can come back.
I love this.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today. Always appreciate your insights. And folks, if you would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, reach out at beholdpublications.com and check out that great resource. Again, it's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Rachel, thanks again for being with us today.
Yep.
We are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 on our show today titled Burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down or betrayed by a loved one or someone who's close to you? We want to help you find healing for your hurting heart and discover what to do, or what God's calling you to do, about the relationship moving forward. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. We'll be talking with you about healing after being burned when More to Life continues in just a minute.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
I really love St. Augustine because I think he is a good example for all of us that no matter how stubborn, no matter how intelligent we may be, you know, thinking we're so smart and we don't have to worry about what God says. But a lot of people see themselves as gods, making their own decisions and thinking they're fine and thinking that they can pick and choose through Catholicism and Christianity in general. St. Augustine is a reminder to us that anyone, even one with a hardened heart, can have a huge change, whether it's late in life, whatever. God is always trying to give good things to us. Ah, but our hands are too full to receive them. Think about that. We fill our hands with the things that we think matter. St. Augustine, pray for us.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Imagine being married to someone who regularly goes out of their way to make your life easier and more pleasant. Someone who's willing to make little sacrifices just to see you smile. It's as if this person said, I do to the marriage, not just on your wedding day, but every day. Relationship experts call these qualities emotional rapport and benevolence. Research by the Gottman Institute found that healthy couples maintain a 20-to-1 ratio of these sorts of positive interactions when they're not in conflict. Can you imagine how that might affect a marriage? According to Gottman, couples with high levels of emotional support and benevolence are more likely to give one another the benefit of the doubt when one of them accidentally offends the other.
Such couples are better at avoiding conflict and handling it more gracefully when it occurs. High levels of benevolence lead to greater trust, too, and that in turn leads to greater intimacy and sharing. Thankfully, even couples who don't have high levels of benevolence and emotional rapport can cultivate it. It all starts with finding those little ways of saying, I do, every day. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or for more personal support, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Burned, as we talk about those times when we are burned by someone in our life. Whether that means that we were let down or offended or disappointed by somebody or outright betrayed. How do you heal? And what do you do with the relationship moving forward? Let us help. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Before we talk to our next caller, we need to let you know that if you are listening in Sioux City, Iowa, or Storm Lake, Iowa, your station needs to hear from you next week. Siouxland Catholic Radio will air their fall pledge drive next Tuesday through Thursday.
So if you're listening in Sioux City or Storm Lake, make sure that you are supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio. And if you're tuning into Catholic Radio at all, make sure that you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station. Let's keep EWTN going strong for decades to come with your prayer support and with your dollars as well. So we can keep being here for you for decades to come and supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, an abundant life. With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. We're talking about being burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down, offended, betrayed, otherwise hurt? We want to help you heal. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Sharon, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you today?
Hi. I've got a difficult brother who has recently been encouraged to return to the United States. He's been living away for over 20 years. My parents are in their 90s and wanted him home, I guess, before they passed. And he's been physically and verbally abusive in the past. My biggest thing is, like, Thanksgiving, I'm hosting, and I don't know if I have to invite him. I can't really risk my six grandchildren witnessing this. I'm sorry. But my parents also would expect me to invite him and to include him. And he is all alone. He's divorced. He's got a son and an ex-wife in another country. But anyway, I really don't know what to do.
So what have you done so far? Let's start there.
Well, nothing yet. He's currently living with my parents. They really didn't want him to. He's not been home real long, so he doesn't really know where he's going to end up, but it sounds like he thinks he's going to end up in our, you know, around us. He's in his 60s, supposedly needs work. He's just very bitter, I think. I don't know.
And how is he behaving now? How is he behaving at this point?
I don't think he's had any anything to my parents. I have not yet seen him. So I really don't know. But he's also very political and has different political views from us and just gets really angry about things.
Do you feel safe in his presence? Or would you, I guess what I want to know, you just...
No, not really always, no.
Okay. Well, then there's no obligation for you.
I do have a husband. right, and I have two. I've got three sons. You know, my husband says we'll invite them and we'll give them a chance, but...
I would say no. I would say not right away. So let's you, like you said, he's been away for 20 years. He's physically and verbally abusive. He doesn't have good self-regulation skills. The reason I'm saying no, and I'm not saying no blanket. Like I'm going to qualify this in a second. All right, but it's not loving to put someone in a position where they can't handle themselves. Right. Our obligation as Christians is to work for everybody's ultimate good. And at the very least, that means that I'm not going to put you in a position where you can't help but sin, right? Because as Catholics, we're not just obliged to avoid sin, we're obliged to avoid the near occasion of sin. And so if you being around me makes you behave in sinful ways, the most loving thing I can do is to not be around you. Now, because you haven't talked to your brother at all, you don't really know where he's at this point, I don't mean like physically, but I mean emotionally, the reason I asked if you felt safe around him is because I wanted you to reach out to him in some way. I don't want you, but I still do. I don't want you to get together with him physically. I want you to set up a phone call where you can talk to him and maybe be on the phone with your husband. I don't know, but where I want you to be in a situation where you feel safe, and I want you to be honest with him. I want you to say, look, you know, I love you. You're my brother. You know, you're home, and I want you to be part of the family. But we have a long history here where I don't always feel safe around you. You've behaved in ways that are really hurtful and aren't safe. And before I could invite you to Thanksgiving, I kind of need to know that you're aware of that and that you're in a different place than you were before. See how he responds to that. If he does anything other than say, you know, Sharon, you're right. It's been really hard, and I haven't always responded well to the people around me, and I'm so sorry for how I've hurt you, and I really want to be different moving forward. If he does anything other than that, he's not safe to be around moving forward. Because somebody who can do that sincerely, right, and doesn't get defensive or hostile in the face of being confronted with their past sins, that's somebody who's dealing with their stuff. They're trying anyway, right? And that's somebody who's worth giving a chance to. But if he gets, how dare you bring that up? I can't believe that you're doing that. Why can't you just let this go? You call yourself a Christian, and so on and so on and so on.
If he accuses you of anything, if he gets belligerent in any way, if he accuses you of, you know, lying about his past, anything that makes you feel like you have to go on the defensive, that you feel uncomfortable, emotionally unsafe, it's bringing back, you know, all the past things that he's done, because there he is doing it again over the phone, even at a safe distance physically. That's when you just go, he hasn't changed an iota in 20 years, and this is not healthy for me and my family.
You know, and it sounds like your parents are, you know, they have a hard time setting boundaries with him, and so you're going to have to stand strong there too if it turns out that you can't invite him. But, you know, again, the obligation is not to, you know, foolishly put yourself out there and set him up to cause drama and all of you to suffer. You know, that's not giving him a chance. Giving him a chance means reaching out ahead of time, talking about your very serious concerns about letting him come, and seeing how he responds to that. If he responds well, then it's worth taking that next step. If he responds poorly in any way, then it's okay to say, you know what? Let's take the year and work on our relationship and revisit the holiday thing next year. But I just don't feel safe being around you yet.
And Sharon, then you be very honest with everybody as to why. You know, you don't start coming up with excuses. Oh, there's not enough room around the table. Or, oh, I just want to be with the grandchildren this year and not everybody else. So, you know, I'll send food over to mom and dad's. Nothing like that. You're clear with your parents and whoever else is involved in this Thanksgiving get-together. And you say, I tried. I wanted to do this for mom and dad. I called. The response I got was belligerent and unkind, and I'm not going to put him in a position where he's going to behave that way toward the whole family. I'm not going to put myself in that vulnerable position, and I don't want my grandchildren exposed to it. So we're doing Thanksgiving without him.
I would also say, as you know, you didn't ask this, but you know, I could imagine a scenario where even if you say that, your parents show up with him anyway. Mm-hmm. So I would ask you to think about that. You know, if you do what we suggest and it doesn't go well, but you don't trust that your parents won't bring him anyway, I would suggest that you not host Thanksgiving. that you say, this is just for my immediate family, and because of the situation with the brother, we're going to have to just kind of take a pass on the big family Thanksgiving this year and really look at how to move forward for next year.
And I will say this. There's going to be the voice in your head that says, my parents are in their 90s. What if this is their last or one of their last Thanksgivings? How can I do this to them? Mm-mm. They're doing it to you guys by asking him to move back to the country and not setting any limits on his behavior. You are working day in and day out to show your parents that you love them and that you care for them. You have been here for the last 20 years being a good daughter and being in relationship with them. If they've chosen, I don't care how old they are, if they've chosen to change this dynamic without calling him out on being a better person, that's on them. Proven yourself to be a good daughter all
God,
these
God
years.
Love them and bless their hearts. They're failing in their Christian duty to challenge their son to be a better man, and they're setting up the rest of the family to suffer because of that failure. And you don't have to be part of that.
And you know what? Everybody wants that like Hallmark moment where you have a big holiday or there's a big moment and everybody reconciles because they've seen the light. Those don't happen without work. The family needs to do the work on setting boundaries, on giving directives on healthy, good behavior. If that work isn't done, those aha moments where the family finally has, the happy holiday, that doesn't really happen in real life.
So don't buy into that illusion. In many ways, that kind of wishful thinking is Satan setting you up. Right. So reach, because he wants that. He wants you all to kind of buy into this illusion so that you get together unjustifiably, and then it all goes horribly. So he spreads the seeds of division and even greater pain in your family. So have the courage to do what we're suggesting. Test it out. See how he responds. If he responds well, great. Give him the grace to extend that invitation. If not, then use that as the justification for saying, we just can't do this year. We'll work on the relationships and see how things are next year. Thanks so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, Sharon, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the program. We are taking your calls, listeners, on our show today titled Burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down or betrayed by a loved one? We want to help you find healing for your hurting heart and also discern what to do about the relationship moving forward. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day. It comes to us from Psalm 109, verse 4.
In return for my love, they betrayed me, but I give myself to prayer.
It's a beautiful verse, because, and I want to be clear about something here. When David is saying he gives himself to prayer, he's not saying, I'm just turning to God so that he can anesthetize me from the pain of it all. Mm. He's turning to prayer to know how to respond to this betrayal, if you read the rest of the psalm. And so it's an instruction for all of us, to not just do what comes naturally in the face of an offense, to not just either lash out or to just gloss it over and say, the Christian thing to do is to just give him another chance, like we were just talking about with our previous caller, but rather to go to prayer, bring the situation to God and say, Lord, show me how to respond to this offense in a way that will glorify you by helping me be my best self and challenging them to be their best selves too. Because that's what it means to be our best self. Being our best self doesn't mean pretending everything is just fine. It means having the strength to do what's necessary to help the people around us be their best selves. And so we'll make that your prayer in deciding how to respond to an offense. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're continuing to talk with you about those times when we've been offended, hurt, betrayed, or have our trust broken by someone we care about. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls in just a minute.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? there's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
She was a mystic and reformer who died at the age of 33.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Catherine of Siena accomplished something no one thought possible. She convinced Pope Gregory XI to return to Rome after the popes had lived in France for almost the whole of the 14th century. They've been there ever since.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, burned. Have you been burned by someone you care about? Let down or betrayed by a loved one? We want to help you find healing for your heart and discern what to do about the relationship moving forward. 877-573-7825.
We're talking with our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Listener, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I have a situation. I was engaged to a fella, and what happened was, he had been in a really bad relationship for a long, long time, and it had been a lot of years, but it was apparently, he said he was in a bad relationship, but he came to the relationship with a lot of wounds, and I guess I did too, and we ended up kind of having bad times at times, but recently it was that we got in a discussion about money, and it got really heated, and on both sides. But he looked at me, and I said, "Well, if you don't love me, just say so." And he looked at me, and he said, "I don't love you, and I never loved her either." And I said, "What?" I said, "Why did you say that you did?" And he said, "Because that's what you wanted to hear." And then on top of that, and I said, "What about the engagement?" "Well, that's what you wanted." And then on top of that, he said going to church was only for, he never was into it. It was just something that he did because I wanted it. And I was like, oh my, I was just blown away. I was so crushed.
So how can we, of course you were. So how can we help you today?
You're not worthy of love. I'm sorry?
So what can we do for you today?
Maybe you don't think you're worthy of love. And that's when he threw me out of the house with some profanities that I won't say. But I haven't been back since, and I've been crushed ever since.
Of course you were. I understand that. But how can we help you then? Because it sounds like, you know, the relationship
is ended. Well, I don't know how to go forward. I just keep going through it over and over and over in my head and trying to make sense and whether I should try to talk to him or leave him alone or what.
No. He let you know quite clearly that, you know, everything he told you was just, you know, walking through the paces that he thought would make you happy, and none of it's real. He is not the person that he told you he was.
And even if he was just saying those things to hurt you, That is very, very destructive behavior.
Yeah. No good person that you could trust forever would do that to you.
So he's not worth pursuing any further. And I guess, you know, the key to all of this is what you said about, you know, you coming into this relationship with a lot of wounds and him coming into this relationship with a lot of wounds. You know, when we have a lot of wounds going into relationship, it leaves us open to being taken advantage of by people who are not healthy and who are more in the relationship for what they can get out of us than what they can than actually being a partner with us. And that sounds like who he was. He saw someone who was in a place where he could, you know, use you. You know, he could be around you, but he could tell you things that weren't true to get you to stick around with him. And when things got hot, he revealed who he really was.
And often, unfortunately, it is conversations about things like money that really bring that out, because suddenly that person has to be responsible in a way that's very clear on paper. And so suddenly they, you know, they can't just tell us anything they want to tell us. It's something that they have that's fact-based. And so that happened. You found out now. But moving forward, what you have to do is say, okay, I went into this with a lot of wounds. What are the steps that I can take to heal those wounds in a way that will make me stronger and give me clarity for the kind of person that I want to be with in the future?
And I think that that's going to require some counseling on your part, because you want to heal those wounds so that you can be in a place to attract healthier people. But definitely be asking that question, because see this breakup as an invitation from God to do some healing work that you've not been doing. And whether you work with a professional or you do things on your own, that's the next step. I really do encourage you to reach out for some good help. If we can support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com.
And very quickly, as you assess, please do the healing work first, but as you assess people that enter into your lives, look for real proof of who they are. So if this guy never went to church without you, that's not who he is authentically, you know, being. So look for real evidence of who they are rather than just what they say.
And you know what? To you, listener, and anybody else who's in a position where they are discerning whether to get married to somebody or whether to take that next step in that dating relationship, the best way to know if this person is for you is to start praying with them about the relationship from the very beginning. Or if you've been dating for a while and you haven't been doing that, start now. And here's how I want you to pray about that. You know, whenever you get together, before you go on your date, Lord, just bless our friendship. Bless this relationship and let it be what you want it to be. Help us to discern together what you're calling us to, whether it's to be friends or more. We just ask for your grace and blessing and help, and that we would know how to glorify you in this relationship. It's short, it's sweet, but it focuses on what we're called as Christians to do, to give everything to God first and be open to the movement of His Holy Spirit in instructing us on how to move forward. And I'll tell you, you know, if that person isn't capable of having that prayer with you, or
if they bristle, if they push back, if they belittle you about you praying,
if they can't participate in it, you know, if they let you pray but don't join you in that prayer, help lead that prayer as you're doing it, then they are not the person for you. Because you can have a relationship with Christians in it, but you can't have a Christian relationship unless you are both coming to God and asking Him to teach you how to be in that relationship from the very beginning. And I guarantee you, anonymous listener, if you guys were doing that from the beginning, He would have revealed Himself a whole lot sooner.
And your heart wouldn't have gotten so engaged in the entire situation.
So moving forward, in addition to the suggestions we made about getting some counseling, if you do decide to date anybody else in the future, make sure that you're rooting that relationship in prayer. And other listeners who are either younger and looking to be engaged, or, you know, in a situation where you're divorced and annulled and trying to figure out what to do next, please take the suggestion to heart. Root that relationship in prayer from the very beginning, asking God to teach you how He wants you to respond to each other and what He wants you to make of this friendship that's developing, so that you can be sure to be rooting the relationship in grace. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. We've been talking about being burned and how to respond to that. And I just want to recap, you know, some of the steps we talked about at the very beginning of the show. You know, in working to heal, we have to resist the twin temptations to either lash out at the person or just gloss it over. And instead, first, we need to make sure that the person who's committed the offense is really willing to listen to what we need them to do to heal the wound that they caused, and be clear about what that could be. Second, if that person is willing to address that with us, then we need to be open to working with them to make that happen and not just say, well, you did it, so now you need to fix it. And third, we need to be realistic about the fact that it's going to take time to heal this relationship, and that's okay. That's not you withholding forgiveness. That's you working for their good, your good, and the mutual good of the relationship, which is what Christians are called to do, because that's what love requires. That's all the time we've got for today's program. If you'd like to learn more about healing after being burned, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com and get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there is so much more to life. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.